This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've only got him with us for about 15, 20 more minutes, two more segments. Then I'm going to get into Japan warns that it will attack if North Korea aims missile. That's a big deal. More on government prior knowledge and involvement September 11th. You'll want to stay with us. We're about to get a couple calls out of the way for our guest, and then our guest is going to get into some more of the history of tracking and tagging and control and surveillance. And because if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. His new book, The Soft Cage, is excellent. He also wrote Lockdown America, which I have read. It's wonderful. Christian Parente. Real quick, Jason in Illinois, you say you've got a copy of how this rap guy is going to try to sell the kids on kids only having cashless cards. That way, quote, they can't buy drugs, which is ridiculous. They'll go buy a CD player and trade it for drugs or whatever. Let's create a bigger black market. But finish your comment up about that, and please send me a copy of that.
Oh, yeah, of course I will. Let me make a note of that. Just the other two things I had real quickly, a little bit off topic. Number one, I just got that got a nice order from you, those new deception dollars. People are really loving those. I do come across a couple of people, though, that treat them like they're illegal or something, or they're contaminated. You know, they don't want to touch them.
And for those that don't know, fake money's always been classic. You know, gag money, says not legal tender, all that, says the government carried out September 11th. They don't understand that gag money is legal.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I'm going to be I'm heading to a concert this weekend down the South Side, Chicago Heights. I'm going to be handing out some of those to some people. Last thing, I was on a website of the band called Tool. I came across an interesting article. It was about Kostel's Guernica. And I'll read this to you real quickly. It says, as part of the Bush administration's post-911 war on terrorism, when U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell addressed the nation with his speech as to why America must go to war with Saddam Hussein, tapestry of a 20th century anti-war masterpiece by Pablo Picasso that currently hangs in the United Nations building in Manhattan
was covered because it showed scenes of death. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Scenes of the crying. What was it, World War One? Any comments to what he was just saying there, Parente?
Well, no, it's typical of what they do. Yes, it was actually portraying the bombing, one of the first aerial bombings of civilians in Franco.
Excuse me.
It's much like Ashcroft covering up Liberty. Remember, he was allegedly liberating the women of Afghanistan from their burqas at the same time, or part of that, the administration that was doing that, at the same time that he covered the Statue of Liberty at the Justice Department because she had a bare breast.
It shows the
sort of insane and ideological nature of their agenda. It has nothing to do with public safety and everything to do with twisted medieval kind of...
Exactly. That was sick pandering, though, to people like, oh, look how conservative I am.
Right.
Great point. Great, great, excellent point. One quick call for you, Pete in Missouri. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Alex, a couple of quick comments. Okay, one, with any new technology, there's going to be counter technology, and I think with the RFIDs, you could look forward to people pulling up in vans with EMP devices, homemade in their garage, and letting a Wally World just have it. Plus,
that's why they passed a law that'll get you secret execution, any type of EMP activities, a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, there's another thing, too. Sometime back, you might remember George Soros came out in favor of legalizing pot, and I think I'm beginning to figure out why. It has to do with the fact that once this control grid is totally in place, they want to make sure that it would be impossible to stay out with just a couple of grow lamps in your garage to stay out of the cashless system. They'll make it legal right before they go totally cashless. And I got another comment about what's going on here in St. Louis. You might have heard that they passed that concealed carry law.
Yes.
Okay. You know, now the backlash to it, problem, reaction, solution. Now the newspaper is saying, oh, they're going to have to put metal detectors in all the supermarkets and signs all over the place that you can't carry here.
When in truth, when you put in concealed carry, the crime rates drop. places with gun bans like New York and Chicago have the highest crime rates.
I'm just saying it's a problem, reaction, solution.
It is. Thanks for the call. We'll come back with our guest, talk about history.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, we do this show, and then, of course, back from 9 to midnight. We go out on the AM and FM dial from Rochester, New York, to Denver, Colorado, up to Northern California, down to Austin, Texas. From Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Pensacola, Florida. We also simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 93.20, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. I know we've got a lot of new stations that have turned us on from Rhode Island to Colorado. I want to thank all those wonderful affiliates and the great people out there that are standing up against this tyranny. I commend you. It takes courage to face the true horror that is the New World Order. We're about to go to Greg in California and others and a bunch of other news, but I'm honored to have Christian Parente on, who's written the new book, Soft Cage, that really is insightful. I read one of his previous books, Lockdown America. I haven't read the new one. I've just read the synopsis and talked to him. Hope I'm getting a copy. But his book gives you the history of tracking and control, back to slavery, you name it. Some more examples of that, please, Christian.
Well, throughout American history, you see this pattern where it always starts with the outsider, and then the technology is introduced, takes hold, and it moves to the mainstream of the population. So you had slaves, then you had prisoners, And you also had Chinese immigrants that everybody, all other Americans really were down on, or many people were down on, in the 1870s, 1880s, I think for very irrelevant reasons. It was a serious economic crisis, and people were worried, and so politicians turned on the Chinese. So the Chinese were subject, the first people who were really subject a complete system of federal tracking. And they resisted in very ingenious ways. They created what was called the paper sons industry, and in which people would create these whole false identities so that they could come to California and work and then return to China. And no one has ever actually really written about this history. The Chinese don't write about it because they're sort of ashamed of it. And other people write about it for whatever reasons. But I looked at this not through the usual lens of legality, illegality, but in terms of a federal system of tracking a population and how that population cooperated to resist and subvert it. And eventually, when China became our ally during World War II, the law was changed, and Chinese migrants were not completely banned. They were allowed in proportions like other migrants.
Now, Christian, but, you talk about, oh, it's just for those Arabs, or, oh, it's just for these Jews, and then later everybody has to have the special papers for a job or go through the Gestapo or be in the Nazi party to be able to exist. Same thing here. It's always, oh, satellite tracking for your kids. Oh,
yeah.
Satellite tracking, it's in your phone. You know, it's always for this group, or the cameras are downtown to watch the, you know, those people.
Right, the danger.
And then now in the middle class neighborhoods and the rich neighborhoods, there's microphones hanging off the street lamps, my friend here in Austin.
Yeah. There are microphones actually in the buses in San Francisco, amazingly. They have
same
microphones
thing
there.
Here. Each bus has 26 cameras and 10 microphones.
I think a thing that's important to mention, too, I mean, you talk about the ways in which the government pushes in this type of technology, and that's very important. But it's also important to note the history of how the private sector just moves around legislation. For example, throughout the 19th century, there were efforts to create a national ID number, which we, you know, technically speaking, we don't actually have one. We have the Social Security number and the driver's license number, which act as the same thing. But Americans resisted that. Through the 20s, through the 30s, they resisted bitterly. And there were, J. Edgar Hoover led an attempt to create a national ID system and to have every person fingerprinted, and he was defeated again and again and again. Finally, in the early 60s, the banking industry was so upset that they couldn't get the government to create a national ID that they just de facto privately legislated that the Social Security number would be the national ID. And they did this by meeting, and they were very open about it. They wrote about it in the Harvard Business Review, and they said, look, this is the way we do it. Anyone who applies for a bank account or credit doesn't get it if they don't give us their Social Security number. And lo and behold, it worked. You have all the big businesses operating in concert, and That's what turned the Social Security number into the national ID number that it is in reality now.
And now the big banking system and the Association of Minnesota just a few weeks ago said we're going to make people biometrically thumb scan even if they have accounts with us in Arlington, Texas. We have the Arlington News article out of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram on my website. It's like 2 years ago said if you...
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of banks do that when you get your account. Wells Fargo in parts of California was doing that, I know, making you, that's part of getting your account. You get your thumbprint scan.
But I'm talking about biometrically. The police said in Arlington, there's no new law. You just got to do this. And the stores are trying to make people, they're putting in the scanners, my friend.
Yeah, and that's in some ways, that's some of the most pernicious stuff because there's not a real target where you can, you know, that you can defeat. You can't say, wait, this law is bad, we're going to defeat it, it's over. Because you're free to not shop there, you're free not to have a bank account, you're basically free not to participate in society, except that that's totally unfunctional, and no one can actually just completely drop out of the economy.
Well, that's how it started in Germany, was you can't do business with these Jews, they've got to wear a badge on their shoulder.
Well, you know what was amazing, and this is something... this is someone else's research that I rely on in my book. Edwin Black wrote the book The Holocaust and IBM. Amazing book about the first thing the Nazis did when they took power was they contracted with IBM to retool the census so that they could find people more easily and that they could triangulate and they could find, first of all, rich Jews from the East and round them up, then German Jews who were rich, then German Jews who weren't rich. And they were essentially going down the list of people, of groups that they thought the average German anti-Semite would feel okay about rounding up. And then pretty soon they got down to people who were one-quarter Jewish. Anyway, the whole point is that IBM was participated in designing this system, which was absolutely essential to the Holocaust. And
let me stop you. Do you know what they call their new integrated system of biochips, tracker sensors, and RFID?
Who's
IBM.
IBM. No, what is it called?
They call it Blue Eyes.
Blue Eyes. Yeah.
I've got it. It's coming up after you leave us. Yeah, Blue Eyes, it's on. Was supposed to be posted on Infowars.com. Probably is up there, but listen to me. And I had another great point I was going to make, but I forgot it. Did you know IBM really owns Applied Digital Solutions, and they've built the plant in Beijing, China, and that they're behind the push to get implantable chips in everybody?
Well, I didn't know that, but I wouldn't be surprised. And again, you know, implantable chips, or just chips that one wears, or just chips that one carries, I think we should think also not just in terms of the enforcement of this stuff, but the way in which people are seduced into it. Because the most effective forms of this tyranny is not intimidation and enforcement of the control device, but seduction, where you're just offered this option you can't refuse. It's just, how can you live in society without a credit card? It becomes very, very difficult if you need to ever rent a car.
Or a cell phone. And they're phasing
out
the
verge
phones.
Of getting a cell phone for this book tour. So I've resisted for years. I'm like the last guy in New York who doesn't have a cell phone. People think I'm crazy because of it. But yes, yeah, so it's not always laws forcing people to do this. It's just the brunt of circumstances and the momentum of the general culture becomes very, very hard for an individual to resist, which gets back to this other point about collective political action, spreading the word, being very, very essential and very, very much part of an American tradition of, of dissent.
Yeah, it's got to be a dirty thing. Tracker chips in your phones has got to be dirty.
Yeah.
You got to demand a repeal of that. A bank trying to collude and make you give a thumbprint with no law.
Yeah.
A laser scan, that's collusion, folks. This is evil.
Yeah, and it's foreign to the traditions of liberty. It should be viewed as out of keeping with hundreds of years of history.
Well, they try to say, Christian, it's American to give up your rights. It's American to be surveilled. I mean, how sick is that?
Yeah, it's really pernicious. And that's always their trump card, right? That if you don't obey, you're not a patriot. You're
also,
not, you
before,
don't care. You're...
Exactly. Also, though, before they released all this technology on us, Christian, they would have the sitcoms, the movies, the talk show hosts. Crazies think they're cameras. Crazies think they're chips. And so now, even as it happens, it's almost like it's weird to be against it.
Right. Well, I actually have a whole chapter about the role of entertainment in acclimating people to this. You have like Survivor and all these other reality genres, which sort of present surveillance as a natural element. Like it's sort of like cold weather. It's just something that's out there that you have to put up with, and it's kind of interesting to see how much you can resist it. But there's never any fundamental questioning of it. In fact, what it does is it naturalizes it. You have whole shows like Big Brother, and that reality genre, which in a subtle way but routinely every day present surveillance as normal and natural and something like
that.
Yeah,
it's acclimation, it's conditioning. We have all the things where the judges, there's no jury, the judge yells at the people, training folks, and now the American bar says we want to get rid of juries, we want to get rid of attorney-client privileges.
Right,
whatever.
You had a generation of people growing up watching these shows who don't even realize that there are juries in a lot of trials. They just think there's some lady judge
really
yelling at you.
I like you, Christian. Let me say something else and throw this at you. All these shows on the dramas, this new threat matrix, I saw the ad. They're good because they torture people. Torture is being normalized.
Yeah. That's pretty scary.
Well, I hope folks get your book. And
Well, thanks a lot for
Hey, I got it. Hey, will you come back on the show again?
Yeah. And did you say you didn't get a copy? They hadn't sent you a copy yet?
I didn't get a copy, no.
Okay, we'll make sure you get one.
Well, let me just tell you this, Christian. I'm so used to talking to people that only have a piece of the puzzle. That's why I've been freaking out with you on the last hour and 20 minutes. Because it's like talking to myself. You're aware. You understand the template of control. We've got to somehow telegraph that to other people, don't we?
Yeah, bit by bit, every bit counts, and, you know, people should tell their friends and pass on books and give them as gifts and speak out in the workplace.
Absolutely. Hey, Godspeed to you. Folks, we'll be back with more news and calls.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Oh, Greg just hung up. I was just about to go to him. We'll go to Ron and Don and many others that are patiently holding. I don't know, I'll take five more calls. I've really got to get to Israel, hence military action against Iran. Japan warns that it will attack if North Korea aims missile. Anti-terror laws increasingly used against common criminals. Immigration officers let terrorists into UK, report finds. Pakistan helped Al-Qaeda set up shop in Afghanistan. U.S. documents show, yeah. And I want to get into some PNAC, race-specific viruses and bacteria that Dick Cheney has said in a document he thinks is legitimate to start using to kill certain races of people. Yeah, it's mainstream news, and they're just calmly announcing they've got some good stuff for you and your family because they love you, and you know, and just go ahead and take your chip. But I know what I forgot to bring up to our expert guest who was just on, who was so on target. My cousin is an officer in the Army, been in for almost 20 years. He's been overseas most of it, at Fort Bragg for part of it. The last 6 months, 8 months, he's been here in Austin. He admitted merging the Army and the National Guard with the local police out there, and they're all in the same building together. And he said, you know, a few years ago, sorry about the family reunion when I was laughing at you, because they called us into a meeting, about 100 officers, and told us we're all going to be getting implantable microchips soon. And I've probably had 50 calls on air by people in the military, people who went in for recruiting, who have told me that they've been told they're getting chips. So it's not a rumor, folks. When my family, I mean somebody who took me hunting when I was 6 years old, when my family tells me they've been told they're getting chips, you turn the news on, it's how good the chips are and how all the kids need them. And Sean Hannity says the liberals don't want the kids to have them. Be conservative, get a chip. I mean, he actually said that, folks. This is the new psychology. Oh, turn your guns in, or you're a liberal. You know, it's oh, I'm a conservative. Here, have them. You know, it's about that bad. We need to investigate this. We need to get some hard data, because they are telling the troops they're getting chips. That's another facet of this. And I know IBM has their own biochip development, but they also own the majority of the stock and the debt of Applied Digital. It's like their front company, with the communist Chinese, where they've built the plant in Beijing. They've now implanted over 2,400 units. They have millions ordered by Latin America, Africa, China, they claim. Think about that. And it was IBM that had the machines, the early computers, that decided how much somebody got in a slave camp to keep them alive, how old a kid could be to work because of weight and age and amount of fat on their body, how, you know, go ahead and just shoot this little girl in the head, or can she work for a few weeks and, you know, digging coal. That's your loving government. That's your loving IBM. And they've got an overarching control grid company now with over 40 labs. This is their own press release. I have it right in front of me, called Blue Eyes. And it's to track and trace all of us. They admit that. Remember their ad 2 years ago where the guy walks in the grocery store, he's sticking everything in his shirt, you think he's stealing. He's a handsome, strapping guy. He's so bold. He walks out, and the security guard gives him the receipt. He's being scanned. So the folks that brought you how many calories to feed a slave in a death camp are bringing you the same system, and it's called Blue Eyes, folks. I mean, boy, this is sick. This is really sick. Of course, the head of IBM's a big Grove member, one of those Christian conservatives. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Don in Michigan. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Oh, it's getting pretty heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been that way. We got another potential standoff brewing up here in Michigan.
I was about to cover it, and I should have. We're trying to get the family on tomorrow. They don't even know who I am. Somebody needs to call them and tell them, hey, go on the Alex Jones Show. They got the building permit, built their houses, and they're going to bulldoze them, and the family's saying, no, we're going to stand up and fight.
You got that right. The family also signed a mutual defense pact with Rick Stanley out of Colorado there.
Well, they're safe now, then.
Well, I'm not saying I put anything into that, but supposedly there's going to be, well, there's over 600 people that have signed this thing. According to my one of my buddies here in Wexford County signed it also.
You know what we did? Well, I'll hold you over. I'll talk about this.
Okay.
When they were going to bulldoze a World War II vet's house in a central area of Austin, they threatened to arrest us. We said, you know what? You go ahead and bulldoze his house. And we built him a new one in a record 14 days. News articles are on Infowars.com from the Statesman. And by the end of it, the government was apologizing, groveling, saying they'll never do it again.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? I don't want this family and these children and this woman to die. And I think that folks need to get up there and say, go ahead and bulldoze it. We're going to build them a new house and show them what criminals you are.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would you rather do? Spend 10 minutes learning how to become debt-free within 2 years or spend the next 30 years wishing you had? The debt experts at StartOverToday.com can usually settle your...
803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest.
All right, my friends, we're back live. And I believe in standing up against tyranny. I believe in defending your family. But when you start talking about the government wanting to come in because of zoning and bulldoze people's houses, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Family promises armed standoff. And this is out of the Record Eagle staff. Writer Keith Matthew wrote this. Horton Bay, Michigan, the peaceful rolling farmland of the county's Bay Township, belies the potential armed confrontation that may develop there in a matter of days. A county district court judge has ordered by Thursday a removal of three manufactured homes from the 4-acre on Camp Daggett Road. And it goes on to admit that, this is on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now, it goes on to admit that the family went and got their building permits, and now the government says, we don't care, get it off of there. Now, it's their property. It's a rural area. And this zoning is incredible tyranny. There's a picture of the husband and the woman, the little kid standing beside her, behind her, and there's a bunch of kids living on the property. You know, it's a whole family together on three houses. And it's sick. It's horrible. But the globalists would like nothing better. I mean, just a few months ago in Michigan, they ran over some guy's house and bulldozed it with tanks and killed him and admitted it on the news. It was like a mini Waco up there. And so we'll definitely, people need to stand up and not go along with this, but the feds would love nothing more than to prematurely launch some type of physical conflict. And we shouldn't stand by and watch another Waco taking place. But we should try to, you know, have 1,000 people there to lay down in front of the bulldozers. Because that makes the government look worse, and kids don't get killed. I've been around a long time, folks, and I've seen a lot of good people get in a lot of trouble. And then when it came down to the point, they were surrounded by provocateurs, and nobody was there to help them. I don't know what the case is here. I don't know about the parties involved. I don't know. I know I've been criticized because I don't say, grab your guns and, you know, let's go to war. You know, every time I turn around and that's happening, in hindsight, it's feds that try to provocateur stuff. I don't know now. I don't know in this case. But I'm trying to get the family on tomorrow. We try to get them on today. And so we've got a caller from Michigan. Who's on the? And I got to move quick because I got a bunch of news and I got much of. And we got loaded phones here, but real quick, Don. I mean, what do you see happening? This is obviously a nice family, done nothing wrong. The newspaper admits they got their permits. That's not good enough for the feudal lords.
Well, at this point, I don't know what's going to happen. But if a whole bunch of people show up with guns, who knows what could happen? That's definitely what the government would like to happen, I'm sure.
Well, I know this. Let's say people show up. Well, it worked with the Gray family in North Texas. They have been on a standoff for 3 years on their 47 acres on the river there. They didn't do anything wrong. The government demonized them, was going to come in against them. I was there when they had FBI and cops and surveillance cameras and were announcing they were moving in that night. I was there, ready, okay? And I was ready to cover it. And they backed off, and they've left them alone for 3 years. So who knows what will happen? But can this family not leave their property? That's the question.
I don't know. I'm just trying to make phone calls. I'll call the Advocate newspaper again. He's going to go up there and cover it.
Well, they did a good job at the newspaper. They just reported the facts. The facts are this family got their stupid permits, and that wasn't good enough for the little thugs there in the city.
We're all ticked off up here in Michigan about Scott Woodring, what happened down in New Waco, but we don't want that to happen again, so this is before anything happens, so we're just trying to sound the alarm, Alex.
Did you ever see the news articles on my site where they were going to bulldoze the veteran's house?
No, I haven't, but I've heard you talk about it time and time again.
Yeah, just go to InfoWars.com and type in Joe Campana or rebuild the veteran's house.
Spell that last name, please.
I can't. It's Italian. Joe Campana. I don't know
okay,
how to spell
okay.
it. But what you do is just type in, volunteers build veteran a new house.
Okay.
You'll see clippings from the paper. They came. Thanks for the call. I'm going to tell the story right now. I'm going to tell the story right now. It needs to be told. I'm going to tell the story right now. Thanks for caring. Don, I got a call from the next door neighbor. He goes, there's this really nice old World War II veteran, atomic veteran from Bikini in 47. I mean, this guy, you know, his property itself was worth over $300,000. He had like an acre and a half right in the middle of a gentrifying area. The guy lived in a little bitty house built in the 50s when he got back from Korea. It looked like a shack. But, you know, it was his house. And they were coming to bulldoze it. They were going to charge him $14,000 for it. They were going to take all his property and sell it. So I went out there, and we stood up, in front of the bulldozers, and we said, no, you give us a week to break ground, we'll build him a new house, then you can tear it down. Folks, they had cops come on the site in plain clothes, and they'd walk over and go, let's shoot some cops. Let's blow stuff up. And I'd go, let me follow you to your car. I go to the car. The guy opened the door. I go, what's this? This your clipboard? You're a cop, aren't you? Hey, man, I'm on duty. And we follow the video cameras. I've been at demonstrations. The cops come over and say, you know, oh, let's beat some people up. Let's whatever. Yeah, yeah. They didn't even want us building a veteran a new house. They wanted to steal it. But you know what we did? We got on the radio, and I say 14 days, I guess I'm superstitious. We built that guy a new house in 13 days. Fully furnished in 13 days. Everything in there. Jacuzzi, hot tub. And he died last year. He enjoyed that house for 4 years. He enjoyed it. We built him a beautiful home. And they didn't get to kill anybody. And they looked bad. By the end, the city was actually there, trying to act like they were involved in building the new house. You can go read the articles where they admit, I built the house with volunteers. By the last article, the city built it. Though a dime wasn't given. They tried to threaten us without permits. We started digging holes, pouring concrete, doing it. Then it looked so bad for them, they had to give us permits. Be smart. I mean, we had cops come on the property and talk about violence. Well, I wonder if somebody will do something to a cop out here. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Wonder if somebody, you know, I'd like to do something to City Hall, and I'd say, you get off this property right now, buddy. We'd follow them, and they were cops. So that's America, folks. I don't know about this case. I don't know the parties. I don't know this family. I don't know the militia that's involved. I don't know the leaders of it. I've heard their names a few times. I don't know anything bad or good. I don't know. But I know this. I've been around. I didn't just fall off the apple cart. People ought to respect me. I've never gotten anybody in trouble. I've been doing this for years. My facts have checked out. I'm not like a lot of these other people, folks. So watch out. Oh, boy. All right. Real quick, we'll see if you had 1,000 responses. Here it is, Michael Corbin's neocon star. And are you ready with that, buddy? Okay, go ahead and hit it. This is the Cashless Society Control Grid.
The following is an actual conversation between a neocon star operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With neocon star, help is just a satellite away.
Neocon star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Emerald Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neocon Star observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in 2 counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for a deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the Neocon Star console now.
But I can't. looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using NeoConStar. Have a nice day.
All right, Michael Corbin did that, and I'm going to be using him to fill in for me a little bit here in the future. Great guy. Now, this lady, I told her to call in the first hour callback. She played a clip of him plugging me on C-SPAN, a great listener, about the truth of David Shipper's warning about government prior knowledge. She called back to air a clip, and it sounded pretty good. I'm getting all these calls about these widows, people that died, asking serious questions about September 11th on Chris Matthews' CFR ball. So, it's Melissa, right? Melissa, you ready to air this clip real quick?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Alex.
How long is this clip from Chris Matthews, CFR Bowl?
The whole thing is 9 minutes. I've got like 5 minutes queued up, but I know that's probably too long.
Okay, we'll play some of it. Go ahead and turn that TV way up and play this for us. That was interesting.
Okay, hold on.
Go ahead and hit it. Then we're going to go to Ed and Daniel, and then that's it, because I got to hit some Japan threatening to go after North Korea. This is big news. Go ahead and hit
it. Can you share that criticism that they just lack the basic human instinct to go on the defensive and move?
I don't know if it was a lack of human instinct or perhaps even something more sinister.
What do you think it was when you think it hard?
Well, when we investigated a standard protocols and procedures of, let's say, NORAD, who was supposed to scramble jets to accompany planes that were off course or whose transponders were turned off. Those policies and procedures happen on a daily basis. And on 9/11, no jets were scrambled until after the Pentagon was hit. That was at 9:38. The first plane was declared hijacked between 8:13 and 8:20. That's an hour and a half time of which the NORAD had to scramble those jets. In the case of Payne Stewart, they scrambled jets within 6 minutes, and that was a well-documented rescue attempt.
Patty, do you think there was enough time if we had quick-witted people who knew what was up and had good instincts? Could they have scrambled the jets and diverted those planes in time to prevent the disaster?
I'm not saying that we could have prevented the disaster, but because those planes were not scrambled, we will never know. We will never know if the hijackers would have been deterred by being accompanied by those fighter jets.
Yeah, why would they scramble?
What do you think of President Bush in terms of his handling of 9/11, just as a person, from that first second when he got the word that a plane had hit one of the towers?
I think that there seems to be no sense of urgency since 9/11 on behalf of the administration, the president, certain members of Congress, to acknowledge that there were failures, to acknowledge that things need to be fixed. I think that President Bush needs to step up to the plate. I think he needs to say, do a mea culpa and have a full postmortem. I think it is absolutely...
What would you want him to say?
I would want him to say that, look, there were failures on the morning of 9/11, and it'll never occur again on my watch. And here's what I'm doing to fix it, How do you set up a Department of Homeland Security when you don't even know what went wrong? I think there's a lot of talk and very little action. I think there's not a lot of cooperation with the Independent Commission, and I don't understand why. I would think that you would want to throw everything on the table and really fix these problems to assure the American public that things are being done and that you are safe living here.
If you were sitting with Vice President Dick Cheney now, who's the real powerhouse in this administration, and you could grill him and he was under sodium pentothal, what would you want to know from him?
I would want to know exactly where he was on the morning of 9/11, at exactly what time the jets were scrambled. Why was there a failure of the city of New York to effectively evacuate those buildings? I would want to know why certain members of the Bin Laden family and certain Saudi individuals were flown out of the country a few days after the attack, prior to them being asked questions by the FBI. I would want to know whether the FBI was in fact investigating any of the 19 terrorists. I would want to know why 28 pages of the Joint Inquiry Report are not being released to the American public. I would want to know why the American public is not being fully informed as to what went wrong on the morning of September 11th and why there seems to be no sense of concern on behalf of the administration to assure the American public that things have been fixed and that they are safe living in this country.
Patty, do you think that Muhammad Atta and the other perpetrators of this attack would be stopped tomorrow morning in Portland, Oregon Airport if they tried it again? Is there any, do you have any confidence would stop them?
Okay, that's enough.
The people on the ground.
That's enough. Go ahead and fade it down. All right, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. I know it gets worse because I've seen one of the transcripts. I hope somebody will send me a video of that. And thanks, Michelle, for calling in with that. Take care. That was really important stuff. Two final calls real quick because I got to hit these four or five other top stories that we haven't covered enough yet. Let's talk to David in Georgia real quick. David, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I really enjoy your Infowars.com website.
Well, thank you. We're proud of it.
It's very interesting. I've been listening to you for a few years now, and I've been one of those people that's kind of been sitting around here on my butt, and I think I'd like to get active because I think that what you're talking about is real, and I think that what you are predicting is going to happen. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to put my nose out here, and I'd like to say that I have a website, or I'm sorry, an email. People in the Atlanta area, I'd kind of like to get in contact with them, people who think similarly, and maybe we could get together and have dinner and maybe come up with some ideas on how to
Well, I've gotten about 1,000 calls like these over the years.
Yeah.
And I would have a message board for folks like you to meet if there wasn't provocateurs all over them. But there are places, there are patriot websites and conservative chat rooms and groups. You'll meet like-minded people in local gun groups and local property rights organizations. I let folks give out websites sometimes randomly when no one else does because if you give it out, people have a chance to go look at it and then contact you if they want. It's kind of a Russian roulette for folks if they just email you. So I really don't like folks doing that. Or you can be giving out somebody else's email.
Well, you know, mostly, Alex, what it is like, you know.
I understand, sir, but you understand what I'm saying.
Well, by myself, I can't do anything.
I just told you ways to meet other people.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd call in and, you know, throw
but
it
did
up
you
in
hear
the
me
air.
Say put up a website? And then folks have a chance to look at what you're saying to see if they want to contact you. They're not going off anything if it's just, here's my email, see? I'm glad you're wanting to meet people. Do you understand? I guess he's gone. I guess he doesn't get it. Okay, well, Ron in New York. Go ahead, Ron. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Do you get why I'm saying that?
Well, what you just told the last guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because what happens is a lot of times movements get hijacked, agents, provocateurs, elements infiltrate a movement as opposed to integrate with a movement and steer it in directions maybe it's better off not going.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying he's like that. He sounds like a good guy.
No, he does.
I just can't. If I let him, I used to let people do that. Folks would call it and go, I'm in southern Missouri. I got a tractor I need to sell.
And,
I'm the militia leader. I'm the supreme ruler. Call me immediately.
Call me over, Alex.
We'll be back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Toxins are everywhere. They're in the air you breathe, in the food you eat, in the water you drink, and as a result, illness and disease have increased to the point that eventually we're all going to get sick with something unless we find a way to get these toxins and metals out of the body. EDTA chelation treatments cost about $100 each and take several hours at the doctor's office, not to mention the discomfort. But now there's Detoximin. This chelation suppository is a major breakthrough and is destined to revolutionize the way we detox our bodies. How much would you pay for 10 chelation treatments? Well, you can get approximately the same amount of chelating for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowerhour.com to order Detoximin today. Hey, get the lead out, along with the mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and all the other stuff that gunks up your arteries and organs. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of chelation, says Detoximin works, and it does. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
All right, real quick, Ron, because now I'm really frustrated. I'm not even get to plug my videos this hour, and I got all this news I didn't get to. I'm really bad. Real quick, Ron, go ahead.
Okay, with your prior guest, one thing that he didn't realize, he kept saying, well, these are private institutions. There's very little we could do. Well, remember, there's really, technically and in fact, no corporation that is not publicly incorporated according to the rules of any particular state or even
the federal. Yeah, they're clearly colluding and racketeering for monopoly and working within the military-industrial complex.
But my point is this, Alex, that people can use and we should start to utilize those laws because these are public trusts as members of the public to start to put pressure on these institutions such as banking and so forth.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for the call. Got to let you go. Again, Pakistan helped Al-Qaeda set up shop in Afghanistan. U.S. documents show that even in 2001, Al-Qaeda is a creature of the Pakistani intelligence. And, yeah, the head of Pakistani intelligence met with the CIA director, House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, on the morning of 9/11. That's AFP, admitted U.S. government documents on Infowars.com. Right now, I was reading the British Minister Michael Meacher's article last week and went and looked up this particular PNAC document from September of 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses. It says, finally, we need a worldwide command and control system, and it continues, we may consider developing biological weapons, quote, that can target specific genotypes and may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to the politically useful tool. Now, this particular document was written by Dick Cheney. I mean, they have the corporate minutes of him and Rumsfeld meeting, and they wrote this up. Race-specific weapons, politically, what do they say here? Politically useful tool. Folks, this is so off the charts. I'm about to fall over here and start flopping around on the ground, giggling insanely. I mean, there's no way to even respond to this. It's off the charts. It's all in. They're going to do it. Once they get you in the cashless control grid cities, they're going to spew this garbage. Japan's defense minister has said, and this story's on the websites right now, and they've bragged in parliament the last 6 months that they developed nukes to defend themselves. Who can blame them? This is Japanese, folks. I mean, they're very warlike, just like everybody else, I guess. And they're saying if North Korea even aims a missile, puts one on the pad, they're going to blow them away because they've said they'll nuke Japan. I can't blame Japan. And everybody else is saying preemptive strikes, and North Korea is saying, I'm going to preemptive strike, and Japan is, we're going to preemptive strike. So we're on the edge of World War III. And then you won't be thinking about 9-1-1 and who did it anymore. That's why they're so arrogant, because they're planning something a lot bigger, folks. We're in total crisis. It's all I can say. It's all off the charts. I'm out of time. Man, there was a lot I wanted to get to. Immigration officers let terrorists into UK report. A gang of suspected Algerian terrorists, suspected Algerian terrorists with alleged links to Al-Qaeda are on the run in Britain after breaching immigration checks. It turns out they were let them through. Yeah, it's that the U.S. government gave the folks that let the Al-Qaeda back in cash bonuses. I'm out of time here. I hope you believe in what we're doing. I hope you expose government terror with us. Because if we don't, they're going to take over using it. The new book, War Out of Chaos, is excellent, that I published by Paul Watson. My book, Descent into Tyranny, is excellent as well, covering September 11th. My film, Road to Tyranny, is the best. Masters of Terror is excellent. The new film's wonderful as well. Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You need to order these videos. You need to order these books. You need to support us. You need to make copies of the videos. Like your life depends on it, to wake people up. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and feared. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join in, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. See you back tomorrow, 11 to 2, back tonight, 9 to midnight. Central, tell your friends and family, death the New World Order.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available.